Lord Maharaj is considering himself to be unfit for worshipping the Lord. He says, Kintu summarhati same hari rudra jate. Rudra jate, as I was speaking yesterday, that chili cast, those who are very much in fallen condition by quality. His quality, it is not that one is fallen in quality, he cannot be raised. It is not like that. A practical example is that our European, American students, actually, they were fallen in quality. They were in the modes of ignorance and passion. It's fallen quality. But they have been raised. So, even one is in fallen condition or in fallen quantity, he can be raised. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is considering himself that I am fallen. I am born of a father who is fallen. Kudrajat. But he is actually not fallen because he is a devotee. He is not fallen. That's why Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in Marlan Palace. But these so-called Brahmins, they thought that he is fallen. But actually he was not fallen. Why? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as the greatest of all chanters, Namacharya. He was the acharya of spreading renown, ideal, symbol, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, 3 lakh times, 300,000 times, practically whole day and night, 24 hours, he was chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Ram, 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 Ram. So he was not fallen. But he considered himself as false. He was not entering the Jagannath temple. He was living outside. Why he? Even Sanatana Goswami, because he mixed with the Mohammedan emperors. His friends, his masters, were the big Mohammedan kings and nawabs. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reclaimed him. The Brahmin society rejected, outcasted. That you have accepted, also changed his name, David Khas. His Hindu name was changed. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu claimed. And they became Goswami. Bandi Rupa Sanatana Ravidi Go, Sri Jiva Gopal. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. All Vaishnava's movement is like that. There is no consideration of fallen or high. No. Anyone, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sai Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone, who knows the science of Krishna consciousness, he is Guru. It doesn't matter by birth what he is. He may be a Brahmin, he may be a Shudra, he may be a householder, Grihastha, or he may be a Sannyasi. Because Krishna consciousness is transcendental to this bodily concept of life. This Varnasam Dharma, 4 varnas, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and 4 ashramas, namely Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Kshatriya, they are meant for this bodily concept of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says that I am neither a Brahmin, nor a Kshatriya, nor a Vaishya, nor a Shudra. Neither I am Brahmachari, nor Grihastha, nor Vanaprastha, nor Sannyasi. He kept himself, Naham Vipra Nasanavasati, kept himself aloof from these Varnasam. Of course, this Varnasam Dharma is the beginning of human civilization. Unless one comes to this state or institution accepting this Varnasam Dharma, he is not to be considered as human being or civilized human. Varnasama Charvatar Purushena Paraptuma Vishnu Aradhate Kunsa Nanat Tattvusukar. Because the whole aim of life is to go back to home, back to God, Vishnu. We have forgotten Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we are loitering in this material world under different species of life in different planetary systems. Brahmanda Bhumite, we are wandering. Why? Because we have forgotten Vishnu. Therefore, this human form of life is meant for realizing Vishnu. But we do not know. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Om tad Vishnu paramam padam sadapasanti suraya. This is Vedic Rigveda mantra. That those are suraya, advanced civilized areas. They are looking forward to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That is the ultimate goal of life. But unfortunately, the rascal civilization, they are not teaching. They are not giving the opportunity to the human society to realize the highest goal of life. Such a rascal civilization at the present moment. Misleading. It is very regrettable that a man is born, especially in India. Every Indian born after many pious activities. To take birth in India is also result of pious activities. It is so holy land. This holy land. But unfortunately our rascal leaders, they are misleading people. They are trying to make people forget Vishnu, forget Krishna, forget God, and try to imitate the Western industrialization, economic development. But the rascals do not see that in spite of all economic development and industrialization, they are not happy. They do not see, they do not take practical knowledge from the practical life. But it is very unfortunate. Generally, they are misled. But at least in India, they should not be misled. Because in India, the Vedas are there. The Vedic literatures are there. This Bhagavat is there. I am reading this Bhagavat. Where it is made? It is made in India. But the rascals, they have forgotten. So much regrettable position of India. They do not care for this Vedic literature. Their birthright. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches this thing. Bharat humite manushya janma hilo jaa. Janma sathakari taro paropo. It is the duty of the Indian to learn all this Vedic literature. Make his life successful in Krishna consciousness. and preach the gospel throughout the whole world. That is injustice. But these upscales are imitated, which is already finished, followed. So-called economic development and industrialization. Nothing to do with the thing in this room. And that's the university, one rascal student, asking Indian student. Swamiji, what this Hare Krishna movement will do? We have to learn now technology. And yes, you learn technology and remain beggar forever. You go and beg, give me rice, give me this. Now America is stopping this aid. The world government is perplexed. So, this is the position. Upon dhan bilaye diye bhikkha mage porer kach. They have forgotten their own assets and their belly. Give me rice, give me wheat, give me powder meal, give me money, give me loan, give me. And their own assets, they have forgotten. Upon dhana bilaye diye, bhikkha mage pore. This is for you. Because they have been, now one boy, he has come to us, and his father and mother are very much perplexed. Now the boy is mixing with this. This Hare Krishna movement. Better let him become naturalized. They will tolerate their children to become naturalized, but they will not tolerate that he is going to the American Paris and becoming to Japan. This is the position. Okay? So, because nothing we do sartha thing to Vishnu, durasayadi bahiratthamani, they do not know the ultimate goal of life is to realize God, Vishnu. Durasa, that hopelessly hoping. Hoping against hope. How? Bahiratthamanina. This materialistic way of life, they are thinking this is the perfection. That is not. That is ugrajata. Ugrajata means those who are born in the modes of material nature, ignorance and passion. They think that this material economic development, exploiting the natural resources, will make them happy. Nati vidu sarthaka thing in this room. Durasayadi bhishadathamani. Why they have become so? Andhagathandha irupaniyamana stetisa tantra kurudami vadhya. Because they are being led by blind leaders, andha. They are themselves blind. Everyone is blind. Born blind. Otherwise, why you are sent to school and colleges to take knowledge? You are born blind. Janmana jayate shudra. Everyone is born like any. The process of birth by parental sexual intercourse. That is there in the animal life and human life. Therefore, the human life birth is not different from the process of birth of the animal. That Janmanajas, therefore, by birth everyone is Shudra. Shudra means almost any. Then Sanskarad Bhavedvija. The second birth is different. Not finished. That birth, birth by father and mother, that is first birth. That is as usual to the animals and to the man. There is no difference. The process of birth is the same. But the next birth, sanskara bhavet vijam, the reformatory method, garbhadhan sanskara. Before giving birth to a child, there is sanskara, there is a ceremony. That is called Garbhadhan Sanskar. And the higher caste, especially the Brahmin Kshatriyas, unless they observe the Brahmadan Sanskar, immediately he becomes a Shudra. So in this age, Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, almost everyone is born Shudra. Everyone. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Because there is no Garbhadhan Sanskar. So where is the question of becoming Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishya? That is not first. So these are the process of Varnasam Dharma. But they have left anything. Now simply, by force one is claiming that I am Brahmin and Kshatriya, I am Vaishya. That is force. Udrajat, actually Udrajat. And this for self-realization. But it is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the mercy of Lord Krishna. Krishna prescribed this method. Manhi Pathadata Kritya Jyotishu Pathadhuna Sriya Sutra Pathavishya Sriti Janti Parangati. So Krishna has given open order for everyone. That if anyone takes shelter of his lotus feet, Bapasritya, if you see Pabajan, they are considered Pabajan, those who are not under the reformatory method, they are called Pabajan. Impious species of life. Even O-man are considered like this, Sriya. Not all O-man, these foreigners, they are also considered. This is the text. Shudra, Sri Shudra and Vaishya, they are considered on the same platform. So, but our point is that even we are in the fallen condition of life, there is no impediment to make our progress in Krishna consciousness. There is no impediment. Manhi Pasava Pasutya Jiti Supabhajuna Sriyavasya Sathasutya. In Srimad Bhagavata also it is said, Sirata Hunaga Sriyata Bhuktasa Abhira Sambha Javana Kasa. Then they say Papa. Even our acts, most abominable. They can Suddhanti, they can be purified by accepting this Krishna consciousness. Therefore this movement is scientifically being propagated on the authority of Vedic literature. Not that we have manufactured some movement. So, everyone, it doesn't matter. Prahlad Maharaj will explain that. Because all these demigods, Brahma and others, asking me to pacify the law, then it is to be understood that Manne, I therefore think, Dhanavi Jana Rupa Tapasutauja, Pira Prabhava Balapau Dasabuddhi Yoga, Narad Nai Bhavanti Parasapunsa, Bhaktya Tutusa Bhagavan, Jadiju Sapa. Are you listening? Therefore he says, Manne, I think, because I am fallen, I am born of a father who is not in Satagona. He is in Rajagon Tamagona. So therefore, I am Ugrajat. But still, Brahma and other demigods has ordered me to pacify the Lord and offer prayers. So, by calculation, it is not possible that I shall offer my prayers to the Lord. But because they have recommended me, therefore I think, Manne. Manne. He says, Manne. Manne means, therefore I think. What is that? Dhanavi jana rupa tapasya kauja. Dhana, riches. Paritoshane sasya ajagata asankhya Yogutan Sambhavayati Manne Iti Dabhyam. Siddhartha says that Paritoshane actually a man fit to offer any prayer. Just like it is a system, a Brahmin is allowed to worship the deity. Not a non-Brahmin. That is the Vedic system. But he was son of a person who is less than a Shudra. He was a Rakshas. Therefore, he was unfit from birth. So therefore, Siddharma says that evam haritoshane sa ajogyata asankhya. He was doubting about his eligibility to worship the Lord. Actually, unless one is situated on the platform Brahma realizes, one is unfit to offer any worship to the Lord. Krishna says that Dishamantavatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te jannamohani mukta vajanti maam virabhruta. So, lower birth beings, they are not free from the resultant action of sinful life. That is lower birth. And Krishna says that unless one is free from the contamination of sinful life, one cannot be become a devotee. So Kullan Maharaj, he knows, because he is a devotee, he knows. Now Siddhar Swami is commenting, asankhya, doubting his eligibility to worship the Lord. His doubt, asankhya, Paritoshane sa yogyata, yogyatam asankhya, yogyatam sambhavayati manne. So, he's thinking twice. He's first of all thinking, because I am born of a father who is so abominable, therefore by birth I am, because this body is my father's body. So, the father's quality must be there. But at the same time, he says, the manne, then I think that one can become transcendental to this bodily concept of life simply by engaging himself in Krishna consciousness. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuyayatal. Anyone who engages himself in the Lord's service, in full Krishna consciousness, he becomes transcendental to all material qualities. Material qualities mean satagun, rajagun, tamagun. Sagunan samapitva itan brahma bhuyata. The same way, what is the sound? Therefore, he says, manne, I think. So, what is that? Now, dhana, dhana means riches, the one who has got money. Dhana abhijana. Manne, dhana abhijana. Abhijana means aristocrat. Born in very high family. Rich family, aristocratic family. Manne dhana abhijana. Abhijana means satkule janma. To take birth in Brahmin family or aristocratic family, a kshatri family, Brahman kshatri and Vaishya, they are not Vaishya, Brahman kshatri. They are taken as satkula, high aristocratic family. Pure By a culture, not by birth. Satkule janma, rupam, shondagya, beauty. These things are attractive. Janma is subject to the three, the four things. Janma, to take birth in high family, aristocratic family, rich family, that is due to past activities. Aishadya, to acquire riches, money, immediately after birth, the provider of throws of the teeth. This is not accidental. Don't think accidental. To take birth in a rich family, in a high family, that is due to past activities. Janma is suggested to us. So these things have been analyzed. Dhana, abhijata, and saundarya, beauty of heart, attractive. If a man or woman is beautiful, he or she becomes attractive. Saundaryam, sutang means pandityam, education. Sutang, this word is very significant. Pandityam does not mean to read only. Pandityam means to hear. Sutam. Therefore, Vedas are called Shruti. Shruti. One has to hear from the bona fide spiritual master. Then he can become Pandit. Not that purchasing a book from the market. I purchase one Bhagavad Gita from the market and I read. No. That is not Panditam. You must hear. Tad viddhi punipatena parifasnena sevaya upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshan. Tad viddhi, you try to understand where? From the tattva darshana. That is called suti. He hears. Don't try to become a learned scholar by reading yourself at home. That is not possible. Therefore, Vedas are called Shruti. It has to be heard from a bona fide spiritual master. This very word is here. Shruti. Shrutoja. Knowledge received from the bona fide spiritual master by hearing, by giving oral research. That is knowledge. Pandit. That is real Pandit. Otherwise, simply ABCD knowledge is not Pandit. That is not realization. Therefore, this very word is used. Sutam panditam oja indriya naipannam oja. Power. Power means sense power. Indriyam. Not important. Potent. Indriyam. Teja. Teja means bodily lesson. And beautiful, a man or woman is very beautiful, there is a luster from the body. These are material qualities. Teja, kanti, prabhava, pratapa. Prabhava means if somebody says something, it has to be carried out. Just like a father says to his son, he must be. A master says to his servant, you must be. A spiritual master says to his disciple, that is called prabhava, influence. Whatever he says cannot be disobeyed. Prabhava. Then, balang, sarira. Balang means bodily strength. Just like sarva. Body, that is also a qualification. Sarinam, paurasam, uddhamam. Enterprise. A man is very enterprising. Especially nowadays, there are many industries. They are enterprising. They invest their money, use their money, and make further profit out of it. From 20,000, they make 20 lakhs. That is called uddhamam. Enterprise. Then, buddhi means prajna, intelligence. sharp intellect. That is called buddhi, prajna. Yoga. Then comes yoga is also material. People are very much fond of yoga in the Western countries. But they do not know this is only material exercise. Yoga, everyone knows, Ashtanga yoga, yam yam, asana, dhyan dharana, pranayam dhyan dharana, then pratyahara, then samadhi, ashtanga. Eight kinds of defined process by bodily exercise. That is called yoga. First of all, one has to make yam yam. It is very difficult. The so-called yoga, doing everything and become a yogi, that is not good. First principle of yoga is yam yam. Is self-control. You cannot eat everything. You cannot do everything. That is called yam yam. Then practice asana. There are different kinds of asana. Then dhyan dharana, pratyaha. There are so many rules and degrees. It is not at all possible for a person in these age. Not only at the present moment, 5,000 years ago, when Arjuna was advised for this yoga practice, Arjuna flatly said, my dear Krishna, it is not possible. He accepted his inability. Such a personality like Arjuna was talking with Krishna face to face, and such a warrior, he felt unable, and now they are practicing yoga. As if they have become more than Arjuna. This is only false. Bluff. You cannot practice yoga. And even if you practice yoga, here it is said, you cannot satisfy by yoga practice the Supreme Personality of God. Even if you practice it. First of all, you cannot practice it. It is impossible. At the present case. And even if you practice, Prahlad Maharaj says, even yoga, this yoga, he says, manne dhana vijana rupa tapasuto uya tira prabhava balapo rasa buddhi yoga. Naradhanayahi. These are not qualifications. These material qualifications to become beautiful, to reach, having very bodily strength and very beautiful lustre and practicing yoga, so many. But they are not means for offering prayer to the Lord. They are not fit even. Manne, he sees. Because he can see their Brahmadaya Suragana. Suragana means all demigods. They are all qualified with all these material qualities. They are very beautiful. They are very strong. They can practice yoga. Not only, they have attained the perfection of yoga. Astasiddhi Animalajma, Prapti, Ishita, Vasita. So many things. There is Siddha Loka. There is a planetary system, Siddha Loka. They are all yogis. They can travel from one planet to another without any aeroplane. Siddha Loka. So, all of them arrive there to pacify Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Lord Maharaj is analyzing Manne Dhanavijana. Manne Dhanavijana. Rupa tapasthitauja teja prabhava balapaurasa buddhijuva. Because all the demigods, they are all qualified with all these qualities. In high strength, they are qualified. Not like human beings. A human being may be very beautiful or very strong or maybe successful in yoga practice, but the demigods, they are called demigods because they are thousands and thousands of times more perfect than him. Therefore they are called demigods, almost God. So, Prahlad Maharaj thinks that these things, ete dhanadaya dadasa api guna parasya punsa aradhana na bhavanti. All these material qualities, they are not fit qualification for worshipping the Lord. Let's see how Krishna is merciful. All these demigods are also unfit to worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Why? Because they are lacking in pure devotional service. They also worship Krishna, because therefore they are called demigods. There are two kinds of men within this universe. One is called Deva, one is called Asura. Asura means they have no connection with God. And Deva means those who have got connection with God. So they have connection with God, the demigods, but for some material profit. That's why Krishna says, Atva Khati Vigyasu Jnani Chavarta Chaturvidha Bhajanti Ma. Four classes of men who are distressed, who are in need of money, Atva Khati, need of money, Jnani and Jigyasu. These four classes of men begin their search after God and worship God. That is the beginning. But that is not pure devotion. It is contaminated. That is not pure. These demigods, they have got high force in this material world. Just like we also know, there are many rich families, they have also deities in their house. They have special Thakur Bati, God's house. They do. But their purpose is to take something from this. Or khati. They are not pure. Although they are devoting very nicely, that is also good qualification. Because Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukriti hodhi. Sukriti. Sukriti means they are quiet. Therefore, even though asking something, some benefit by worshipping the Lord, it is their quiet. Therefore, in other words, piety is also not a qualification to approach the Supreme Personality of God. That is also not an act qualification. It is above. So gunan samatitvai. One who can transcend all the qualities. Anna vilasita sunnam. No other desire. I am approaching Krishna, God, to beg something. That is also good. So he is going to beg something from Krishna than the rascals who do not come to Krishna. They're better than that. They are discreetina. Who are not coming to Krishna. Namam Prabhadante Mura. Duskidina Naradhama. They are described as lowest of the mankind. One who does not come to Krishna, even for asking something. Because people have become so foreign. They do not go to Krishna to ask. They think we shall hurt, we shall fight, we shall kill, we shall take money from others, then we shall become rich. This is why. Therefore, the society has so much fallen. Because they do not come to Krishna. Duskitena Narasa. Lowest of the mankind. And all is full of sinful activities. They do not come. But even one comes to Krishna to beg something, some material profit, he is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Sukritino. Sukritino means fire. Because he has come to Krishna. That's why Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest to worship Krishna. to ask something, material profit, to ask some benefit, his father's profit. But the result was that he became a great devotee, so that his name, that was a factor of the mind, that even if you have a desire for some material benefit, still you worship Krishna, not other things. Akama sarva kama va, moksha kama udaradhi, tibrena bhakti yogena, jadeta paramam purus. Param purus is Krishna. Even you have got kama, you want something materially profitable, still you worship Krishna. The result is, like Dhruva Maharaj, he went to worship Krishna to ask some material benefit. But ultimately, he became a great devotee. When he became a devotee, even Kubera, the treasurer of the demigods, he once, Guru Maharaj, when he was king, he was fighting with some demons, and by the request of superior Narada, he stopped it. So the demons forefathered. Kubera was pleased that you have saved my family. So, you can take any benefit you ask. Kubera means treasurer of the demigods. The whole treasury of the world, he could ask from Kubera Maharaj, Kubera. So, Dhruva Maharaj, because he was at that time a pure devotee, he did not ask him. He said, sir, if you want to give me some benediction, please give me this benediction so that I may have my unpleasing face on the lotus feet of Krishna. This is pure devotion. He could have asked him the whole riches of the whole universe, but no, he did not do. He simply said that kindly give me this benediction so that my face on the lotus feet of Krishna may remain forever. You see? So, this is the ultimate goal of life. Nati vidu sāsagatim Vishnu. So, Prahlāda Mahārāja is pure devotee. He is thinking that although I am low-born, but in those who are high-born, full of riches, and beauty, and bodily strength, and joy, perfection, they are not fit for worshipping the Lord. Manne dhanabhijana ruko tapasthuto ujo sija prabhava balapau dasabuddhi yoga naradhanaya bhavanti parasrapunsa. Parasrapunsa. Parasra means Krishna as the Lord does not belong to this material world. Therefore Krishna says, abhijananti manamuha manasim tanumasita. They recognize, because I come as human being, they think of me as ordinary human. But he is para, parasapun, narayana para, abhapyat, sankrachati. So, he is para purus. Mane, he is above this material. There is another nature. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Para, tasmad, bhava, anya. Bhava means nature. There is another. Where the Vaikuntha world is. The people do not know. They think these are all fictitious story. They are so rustic, they have become. You see. But these are actual facts. There is another world beyond this material world. We cannot calculate what is the length and breadth of this material world. And what we can get information of the spiritual world. But there is parasvatmasu bhavanya vastya vastya sanatam. That is never destroyed. In this material world, whatever existence is there, they will be destroyed. So even the whole world there, the spiritual world is not destroyed, and the master of the spiritual world, the enjoyer of the spiritual world, Krishna, how he can be like us, like human beings. Therefore Krishna says, abhijananti mana mūha. Because they have no knowledge. They think I am as a man. Parasya punsa. So, nobody can worship the parasya punsa, this transcendental personality, the supreme personality of Godhead, by all these material qualifications, which are acquired even by the demigods. Then, how can we? Nam bhaktya, sutosa, bhagavan, gadajutapa. Bhaktya, by pure devotional service, you can see the supreme personality. Otherwise, it is not. Thank you very much.